Me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Todd Mouton, director of Louisiana Folk Roots, here to talk about a couple really exciting things that are happening. There's just so much exciting stuff happening in our community. It's a great time to live here, and Louisiana Folk Roots is one of the best things about it, all the programs that you do. And in addition to all the great programs, you are starting a new festival called Rootstock that will take place on Saturday, November 9th. You were here a couple weeks ago kind of talking about it and letting people know, but it's close, and so things are prepared and planned, and you're here to tell us about it, and we have a couple pairs of tickets that we'll be giving away during the fundraiser. So tell us about Rootstock. It's an incredible festival, in large part because where it's taking place.
We have a beautiful site. There are very few places where you have verdant lawns and rolling hills. But if you go down to Vermilionville on Fisher Road, you know about the Beaver Park baseball fields, which are still used, but not very much. So they're pretty lush. They're regularly mowed. They're really well kept up, and it's a great spot to put a large dance tent, a large dance floor, and do some Cajun Zydeco and Swamp Pop music. Bring in some food trucks and invite everybody out to support Louisiana Folk Roots and our year-round programming.
That's right, because it will be a great benefit for Folk Roots. Now, so tell us about the bands who are playing.
We have a great lineup. We start off, the music runs basically from noon to 9 p.m., Saturday, November 9th. And, nice big, basically two-hour sets. Horace Trahan and the Austin Express, and then Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars with very special guests Johnny Allen and Tommy McLean doing some Swamp Pop classics. And then headlining the day, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys with special guest David Greeley on fiddle.
So you're really reflecting what Louisiana Folk Roots does. I mean, you're involved in all kinds of Louisiana folk and roots music.
That's right. I mean, this is kind of the Holy Trinity, I think it's been said. But the, Cajun Zydeco and Swamp Pop and really Creole roots music. And these artists have all been a big part of what we've done over the years and reflect the kind of work we do. We're primarily a cultural learning nonprofit and got a pretty big announcement about that as well. But we teach young folks. We teach folks of all ages how to play the music, how to dance. And really a lot of times it's more of a sharing of, well, this is how I play it, or this is how I'd learned it, or what do you know? And having some master artists and some legendary artists in the mix always adds a lot of excitement to it. And so, year round we do programming. We have folks who are members of our organization. We have a Friends of Louisiana Folk Roots membership. And this festival is going to be a fundraiser for us, but also a chance for us to have a jam tent, have some kids' activities, great food, beverages, craft beers, and just dance and have fun.
And as you've mentioned, in a really beautiful place. And I don't think many people get out to that park or have experienced it and enjoy it. You are also, your offices are rather close because your offices are located at Vermilionville. You're in this lovely old building there. And so it's a really nice connection to have that festival so close to really where you all are located.
Well, a lot of times, people, you heard the expression, go fly a kite. And if there's a spot that's perfect for flying a kite and bringing out some young folks to hear music and dance and run around. This is, just a great site. It's two large baseball fields. We're actually only occupying one of them and sort of the connecting area between them. So there's a great spot for kids to run and play and actually fly a kite, getting the fun jump, and just, again, be around the music in an acoustic jam setting, in a dance hall sort of setting on a big stage. And just, enjoy the weather. And this is sort of, I guess, a kind of a capstone to festival season as we go into holiday season.
Right, right. And the, like you said, the weather's just going to be getting better and better. So the thought of being at an outdoor festival with lots of ground to run around in is very, very attractive. Now, I'm sure people are wondering, it's a fundraiser for Louisiana Folk Roots, so they need to get tickets. How do they get tickets for it?
They'll be $20 at the door. You can just show up at any point. You can also get them online for a discount. They're $15 right now with no additional charges. LaFolkRoots.org is our website. Also rootstock.eventbrite.com. And you can actually call us and charge by phone, 337-234-8360. And you can even swing by our office at 340 Fisher Road and get tickets.
And that would be a treat, too. Like I said, right near Vermilionville, very pretty down that way.
Catch a few fish in our backyard while you're we got a great pond right there.
That's right. So Rootstock, the first annual Rootstock?
We think so.
Okay. And we're going to look forward to many more, but that will be on November 9th. This is being put on by Louisiana Folk Roots. It's a fundraiser for them and a fun time for everybody. Louisiana Folk Roots, as you mentioned, puts on a lot of great programs. One of the things that you are most known for is the Dewey Balfa Cajun and Creole Heritage Week. And you're going to be doing something amazing with that. It's just a fabulous week. People come from all over the country. It's been located for many years up at Chico State Park, but now you're relocating.
We have a big announcement, folks, out there in Radio Land, on the interwebs. Balfa Week is coming to Lafayette in April 2014, and you're hearing about it first right here on KRVS. He's been a big supporter of our programs over the years. There's actually a renovation project at Chico. They're actually working on the cabins, and there was no guarantee they'd be ready. We've done the camp up there for about 10 years. We're going into our 15th camp. We used to do it at Lake Foss Point, and our new home will be Vermilionville and the Blue Moon Saloon and the Buchanan Lofts. And the Travelodge and the Juliet and lots of folks' houses. And Lafayette's never seen an event like this. It's not a festival. It's not a school. It's sort of a blend of a lot of things. And over the course of basically a week, we will teach intensive classes, four different levels of Cajun Creole fiddle, accordion, guitar, dance. We'll have featured artists every day. We'll have nightly dances, three-hour dances by top Cajun Creole bands. And it's all very affordable. Actually, we've been able to come down a little bit on the price for local folks. It's essentially a six-day learning fun event from Saturday, April 5th through Thursday, April 10th, 2014. And really excited about the folks who come from all over and have for many years. We get folks every year from 25 different states and six different countries every year. Different countries, different states, but a big group of folks. About 100 plus every year, and plenty of part-timers. But now local folks will be able to come full-time, take a morning class, take an afternoon class, come for the evening, have dinner, hear the dinner concert, see the dance after, and shake a leg.
And I guess stay in their own home if they...
And stay in your own home and potentially be invaded by a lot of our longtime Balfa campers. Because a lot of people are like, I'm going to stay with my friends. And I said, well, that's even more immersive. That's what we want.
You're closer to
your
friends.
You want to be in the Cajun culture? Stay with the Cajuns.
Now, let's put this kind of a camp in context, because there are actually lots of music camps around the country. And many of our musicians, young musicians, and more traditional older musicians have for years traveled to these camps in other states to show people how to play the music. And they come back with amazing stories about the relationships you form, the experiences you have at these camps. But people from here generally don't go. The musicians have had those experiences, but you're offering that same experience to people who live here and making it even easier for them to attend.
That's right. Louisiana Folk Roots and the Balfa Week was started by Christine Balfa and Dirk Powell and a lot of folks who had been traveling out of state. And there are still camps, they're great camps out of state where folks go to learn Cajun and Creole, other forms of music. But there's nothing like doing it here. And for many years, folks have said they'd wanted to come to our event up in Chico State Park or out in Lake Foss Point, but the distance was a factor and taking time off work. And so now we're in a position where we can make it as easy as possible. And when you look at the community resources like the Como Endowed Chair for Traditional Music, we're able to sort of build on private lessons and the kids' camp that we do and kind of, if you want to take your playing and your understanding to the next level, Balfa Week's the place to do that. And you can start on sort of our Friday where we have our Friday we're going to have a kickoff at the Blue Moon. Saturday we're going to have a couple bands and some gumbo. But on Sunday we dig in and it's 9 a.m., 5 days of classes, several class sessions. We have a band lab. It's all really fun and it's all really immersed in great food and dancing. But, you know, you're going to be knee-to-knee with some Grammy-winning and Grammy-nominated instructors.
Right, and with people from other parts of the country who love this music. Now, describe how it's going to take place. You mentioned Vermilionville. So will much of the camp take place on those grounds?
Absolutely. And, you know, Chico is a great spot, and we hope to do more programming there. We have some ideas for some cool new programs there. It's beautiful. It's really isolated. But, you know, if it rains, you know, it's a challenge. And you have to pitch a lot of tents. And at Vermilionville, it's gorgeous. It has a lot of the natural beauty and the isolation. In fact, it has even better access to sort of the waterway and getting out in a kayak and getting out on a boat. And it's got these great historic homes full of artifacts where we'll be actually be teaching the classes in these homes, on these porches, in and around the performance center and the restaurant. And it'll be the hub of our activities. And so it will kind of be its own little world because it is its own little world. And it will have a lot of the isolation and natural beauty, but the accessibility. So if folks want to run and grab a bite at one of our great local restaurants or pick up a souvenir somewhere or visit a friend or have a friend pop by to see them, you know, it's going to be super easy. And I think, you know, it's kind of a homecoming for Louisiana Folk Roots. So we're really excited about being there.
Absolutely. So if you are just tuning in, my guest is Todd Mouton, director of Louisiana Folk Roots, talking about the Dewey Balfa Cajun and Creole Heritage Week that is now going to be in Lafayette at Vermilionville this spring. What are the dates,
Todd? April 5th through 10th, 2014.
All right, April 5th through 10th. And people can start registering for that now?
We've got a bunch of information on our website. We're finalizing the registration form. But if you're not on our mailing list, that's the best way to get the first scoop. You can find us on Facebook. And go to lafolkroots.org right now, and we've got information on the official accommodations and the basics on camp, and want to see everybody there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and just the thought of being able to spend a whole week at Vermilionville among those historic homes and the beauty of the place, the waterways, as you said, what an attractive idea.
Well, it really is in our backyard, mm-hmm. and to coin a phrase, and I work there. I work across the street from Vermilionville in the Folk Roots office, and I'll run to plan something, have a meeting, check on something, and stop in and see someone quilting or working on any number of things in the village, and it's just incredible. And I'm always wanting to spend more time there, so hopefully this will be a good chance for people to say, well, you know, I'd like to go spend it, because we will have – you can register for a day, a half day. You can have dinner and a dance. All these options will be available. So.
Okay. So many ways for us to participate now. In Lafayette, the Dewey Balfa Cajun and Creole Heritage Week at Vermilionville in the springtime. But you can find out more about it now and begin registering if you think you might like to attend. And of course, all of the dances that you all have that will be open to the public, and just so many ways to get involved with it. Well, Todd, we look forward to hearing more about it. I know that the camp fills up really quickly.
That's right. We typically sell out, but we'll have greater capacity this time around.
All right. Well, find out more about it. Go to their website. If you're interested now, get on their mailing list and like them. You have a Facebook page.
Absolutely.
As well. Like them, and you'll be kept up apprised of what's happening for the plans at Vermilionville in April. Well, Todd, thank you. And I know a lot of people will be thanking you who will participate this coming spring. So great ways to get involved with Folk Roots. Their Rootstock Festival, the first annual Rootstock Festival, will be on Saturday, November 9th in Beaver Park in the baseball field. Beautiful, beautiful green fields there. And you can get tickets now through their website or get them the day of the festival.
That's
if
right.
You like. And again, it is a fundraiser for Louisiana Folk Roots. So just a wonderful time. We'll be announcing it as it gets closer, and they've got a lot of capacity, so a lot of people can show up there. Great music. Todd, thanks so much for your vision and all the opportunities that you afford all of us to experience the culture. We really, really appreciate it, and we'll keep people abreast of what happens.
Thanks.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You so much.